We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. We dragged him right in the studio.
Showed up.
He was knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah.
We had to go let him in.
Making googly faces.
Special guest for the final segment. It's Joe Dirt.
Hi, guys.
As John.
Great to see you.
Yeah, I'm going to have you pull that microphone up a little closer.
There you go.
He's a novice in radio.
He used to be a professional. Now he's a novice.
Yeah, well, when you two were here together, it was hard to get anything done. We had to separate the two. They had cubes right next to each other.
We definitely did not get any work done.
Well, we got enough.
Yeah, you did.
You got plenty done. But,
you
know, it was the more worky-worky, less talky-talky. That's what we heard all the time.
I heard that once or twice.
Yeah.
Once or twice a day.
Well, once or twice an hour.
How you doing? Hey, Merry Christmas. I hope you had a great one.
Yeah.
I did.
Yep. Good.
I did. We had a great time. All the boys were home.
Good.
That was nice.
Yep. Nice to have them around.
That's nice. Yep. I'm excited, and this is what we're calling the Oasis Weekend between the holidays. So it's a great time to, you know, reminisce about what you didn't get for Christmas and go to Williams and buy it. So we're going to talk about Williams Gunsight first because they do bring you this segment of the show. So as always, Williams Gunsight right on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish in beautiful Davison, Michigan. Stop in and check them out. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. And
probably be closed on New Year's Day.
Yeah, they will be closed on New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, they close early. I think it's noon or 1 o'clock they close on New Year's Eve. But, you know, it's the time of year to get in there. It's almost like a New Year's resolution. Get your membership down pat now.
They've got a new setup.
Format.
Yeah, on the membership. So you can go in and find out more about that. They've got the new lounge area.
Yeah.
They're doing some time set asides for members.
Yeah, you can arrange to have a lane. You can book it like a day ahead of time.
Yep.
So, Joe, do you still have a membership?
I do.
Good. I have the Buyers Club, but I don't have a membership for the range. But I usually tag along with a friend.
So what he's asking is, do you want to go do some shooting? Because as a member, you can take somebody with you.
Anytime, John.
All right. Well, good. We'll consider that for sure. So you can reach Williams Gunsight. I recommend going to their website, but I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But you can reach them at 810-653-2131. They don't open until 10. And if you're listening to this live on the radio, you're going to know that it's not 10 o'clock. You're still drinking coffee and you're still in your skibbies. So you can get there. But go to the website. You can shop right now. And that's what we're going to talk about. So, Joe, you know, I always talk in the fourth segment of the show, I always talk about what's cool and new at Williams. And for the last segment, we talked about the Ruger 10/22 and hunting, small game hunting. Now, the Ruger 10/22s I'm very fond of. I have quite a collection of them. I love them. But that's not all they sell, of course. So they got a 25,000-square-foot showroom. So lots to look at, lots to enjoy, but whether you're getting into sporting clays or skeet shooting or hunting or competition rifles, they got it. So, and they got it like nobody else in the state. What a collection. You can browse that place for hours and not see all the guns. It's almost like going to Disney World. You might want to take 2 days. Get a motel close by. So let's take a look at the 10/22s that they have in stock. Now, Joe, you don't have a 10/22 yet, do you?
I do not.
Why? You're my age.
Well, I was expecting one under my tree from the gunsmith.
Oh, is that it? Boy, you've got a long wait. Buddy.
There were a couple of those in the auction, in the gun raffle.
Two of them, yeah. So he tried to win one.
Yeah, that's right.
But Joe was not a winner in the auction.
No,
I mean, and you weren't either. I'm sorry. No. And you know, I still get people
keep
asking
trying
all the time, could you post online, you know, who won? I said, no, I can't do that.
Aren't you supposed to, for a raffle, don't you? Aren't you supposed to post the winner?
No, we just announced that the raffle's over. If you've been notified,
gotcha,
so be it. That's you
gotcha
won.
Okay.
But we can't, you know, it's not like saying, you know, the lottery commission doesn't jump out and say, hey, Dan Foley won $1.7 billion.
Yeah. Is that
so
what it's up to?
Although that'd be really cool because I know you're my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And we would probably have numerous chances to go to the gun range together.
Probably would.
And I'm sure you'd foot the bill. But anyways, there's lots to talk about, though. So the 10/22. All right, 10/22 was built in 1964, Joe. Beautiful rifle.
Siri was born.
I was born in 63.
Okay.
That's why he's old, Joe Dirt. You know, so he's a little bit older.
It's a good year to be born, John.
I know. It's a good year. I know. I'm the young guy here in the crowd. So But anyways, it was born in that ever so popular year, 1964, the year I was born. The 1022, they got four in the used and clearance right now that popped out at me, and I said, oh, I got to talk about these. One of them, I have this exact model. I love it. It's the Classic 3. Now, 3 is in Roman numeral 3, okay? The Ruger 1022 Classic 3. Now, it's in clearance, so it's new old stock, beautiful checkered walnut, 22-inch barrel with sights, but this one has the Schnabel forend. Now, what is Schnabel forend? You've got a German background. You know what a Schnabel forend looks like?
Not a clue.
Okay, it's at the end of the forend, at the where you hold your. I'm left-handed. I'm right-handed. You're left-handed. I think you go both ways, don't you? But anyways, the end of the grip.
Aren't you glad you stopped by, Joe?
He's just here for the hard times. But anyway, this is like a bad country western song. But anyways, at the end, it narrows down up closer to the barrel, and then has a really nice curl down to like stop your hand from going too far down the stock. It's called a Schnabel forend, and it's a German thing that was real popular in the 50s and 60s and 70s in custom rifles. And Ruger puts it right on their guns. And old Bill Ruger, he was big on this stuff. So this is a beautiful gun. The stock by itself is absolutely phenomenal. It has Sling QD swivel set up on it. Doesn't have the swivels, but it has the studs already in the gun. And you can get this one for $534.95. And Joe, they do take credit cards, and you could probably beg. It might help a little bit, but
all my credit cards have been taken away from me.
Oh, have they really? Wow, wow! I'm surprised you're wearing pants. I thought
I put them on just for you, John.
Oh yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Dan, what do you do with a guy like this? I don't understand it.
Well, you invite him in, and you put him on the show with you.
All right, well, let's keep making fun of Joe. All right, so. No. Have you? How many deer did you get this year?
I shot two
legally.
No, I shot two, and I had three given to me, so I have five in the freezer.
Wow, good for you. That's awesome. That's a lot of deer. So, and his phone's ringing in the studio. That's okay though, because Joe was. This is spontaneous radio right here. Now,
so well, he probably heard you on the radio, and they're like, "Oh, that's Joe. Yeah, I'm gonna give him a call."
Yeah. So. It's Saturday morning. It's a bill collector.
Is that when they call?
Yeah, they're wanting to pay for those new pants he's wearing.
It was another town square employee calling me.
Oh, was it really?
Ah. Well, it's a good thing. We'll let them know you're still here.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so 1022s. They got a takedown, stainless steel, black synthetic stock. These are really cool. They fit into a backpack. Okay? This is new old stock, brand new with iron sights.
Did it have a Schnabel?
No, this one's neat. This thing breaks
Schnabel-less?
Down. It's Schnabel-less. It all fits into a really cool backpack from Ruger.
Uh huh.
And the price is $434.95. So it's a good price.
Yeah.
It's neat because it does break down. So you could like backpacking. You can have it with you when you're ready to squirrel or small game hunt. You pull it out and you hunt. Or it's a good trunk gun. Mm-hmm. And those takedowns are really nice. The third one is a Ruger 1022. This one, I think, Joe, is right up your alley. This is one you should probably buy. It's all-American, being this is the 250th year of America that coming up now. We're almost to 2026. USA Shooting Team Special. It's got a red and blue stock, and it's very modern looking. It looks like one of those guys that, what do you call it when you hunt or you shoot and ski and shoot?
Biathlon.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was by something. But anyways.
By curious?
I'm not by curious. I'm interested. I'm curious in this gun, but that's about it. But I'm content. So it's got a big thumb hole in the stock.
Oh.
Thumb hole means when you hold the gun right-handed, your thumb wraps around the gun, but then the wood comes over the top of your hand in like a continued cheek piece all the way to that gun and to the metal parts of the gun. Beautiful barrel. It's totally, the barrel doesn't rest on anything. The stock is hollowed out and goes out, almost looks like something from Star Wars underneath the gun that you rest on your palm of your hand when you're shooting the gun, and the barrel doesn't touch any part of the stock. So there's no deflection in the barrel when shooting targets. So it's an amazing gun. U.S. Shooting Team, I almost put this gun in our raffle last year. because I liked it that much. And it's red, white, and blue all the way. It's got a, I'd call it a work of art, $624.95. And the last gun, Joe, is another Ruger takedown, but this one is used. So it's a little bit more of a bargain. You're going to get it for right about $400. It's a 10/22 takedown with the backpack case, everything, 18.5-inch barrel. And this one's got your name all over it, Joe, $404.95. But you might take, like, one of those old guns you got you hardly ever use and trade it in on it, because they do that too. And did I tell you they got a 90-day layaway? You're not even talking. He doesn't even want to say a word now.
Yeah.
Have I picked on you too much?
My feelings are deeply hurt.
Oh, I bet. Jonathan. Yeah, yeah. Deep feelings. Let's talk about deep feelings with Joe Dirt. So it's all good. I'm glad you have you in the studio, buddy, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and to you, Dan.
Thanks, also, Joe.
It's good to
have you. More so to you, Dan, to Jonathan.
Yeah,
clearly.
Of course, yeah. Feel the love, Matt. But he did come out and help me at that gun show at Lapeer.
That's right.
We had a good time out there.
Yeah. Kind of guy I am. Nice guy, and I still take all of this abuse from you.
Yeah, I bet you love it. You love it.
And he loves it when we do the segment dedicated to him.
Oh, Joe Dirt segment.
You missed it earlier, so, I mean, you're getting the backwash on this one.
I listen to your show every Monday while I'm driving.
Well, it's good. Yeah, because he always listens to us when streaming on
website. Oh, gotcha. Yep.
On the GSS.com. And you can listen to us, too. Don't feel like you have to listen to us all today. If it's too much for you, shut
the
video
up.
Off.
There it is. Yeah. Come back for the Ultimate Classic Rock. We're going to get you over to that here momentarily.
Yep.
Next show, first of the new year, 2026. I hope you're working on it,
How
John.
How much time do I have?
You've got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Let's end the year right, okay? Prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Now, I say that because it's a new year coming up, and we got to be ready for it. So be ready. That's the theme for this week.
That was the theme of the first segment. Are you ready?
It's a whole show. It's a Be Ready show.
There it is.
Get ready, because here we come. All right.
Get ready for 2026. That show's coming up next week right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Thanks for listening.
Happy New Year.
Fantastic New Year.